get ready for this.
I'm giving this dude one last chance to get the fucking point.
The caption, if you can't read it, says, "Teachers have no business teaching kids about sexual orientation and gender identity at this age. That's the parents' problem." 1,000% true.
It's not even a problem. It's their duty.
It's their duty, exactly. But listen to this stupid biatcha.
This, we don't like this. My community specifically does not like this. You want to know why personally I don't like this? Because
no one cares.
When it's the parents' problem, that's how you get homophobic kids.
All right, hang on.
No, it's their duty, not problem.
Well, the thing is what we're seeing here in this video is playbook 101 for the left, blame and shame.
Blame and
they're
shame.
Trying to shame you.
You're encouraging hate.
Yeah, to not even talk or think about this so they can literally outmaneuver you.
Yeah.
And basically groom your kids.
I mean, the left used to understand that you're not supposed to weaponize hate to fight hate.
Well, you think the left would have learned by now you don't f*** with people's kids.
You would think.
That's how you get kids like me with internalized homophobia until they're like 18 or 19 because they finally started going to f***ing therapy.
You probably needed to go to therapy for a whole litany of other reasons.
Well, she's younger than 30, so there's a 35%.
Or she's got a filter on. Who knows?
Well, no. Oh, yeah. But
she could already be drying up. I think I can hear Rice Krispies and milk.
Yeah. Well, you kind of got me on that one.
It sounds like somebody crinkling up a cellophane wrapper after a Snickers bar.
It sounds like glory.
You forgot the hole, which is where she spends a lot of time.
Yeah.
If my parents had their way, I wouldn't know shit about the gay community.
And we would all be much happier for it.
Or my own legitimate sexual identity. I came out to them when I was 16. You want to know what they told me? They told me I was going to unalive myself because of this. I was an already depressed teenager. So when you say it's the parents' problem, understand that the parents are not going to make the best decision.
Stand by.
Wow.
All right, so
obviously your parents didn't make the best decision. You want an abortion.
Now, first of all, if you have kids, it is your responsibility to prepare them for the real world.
Yep.
The real world, are there gays in there? Yes. The real world, 6% of the population. Half of 1% is the trans community.
Manual transmissions.
They're all confused poles with holes, whatever. They have to prepare you for that. So her parents probably spent 95% of their fucking time trying to prepare them for 95% of the problems they're going to encounter on a regular basis. And they left this off, and they're like, listen, they'll probably figure it on their own. That's the way it is. And quite frankly, if you have two parents that love you in this world, you are a rich person.
That is the true privilege. When you look at the actual facts and statistics that the left will try to convince you is systemic racism, mm-hmm. It's really two-parent privilege.
And here she is. She's been so fucking brainwashed. She's now bad-mouthing her parents who probably went through hoops of fire for her.
Yep.
To become a fucking adult.
And why? So she could be featured alongside wonderful pictures like this. This dumb piece of shit here saying, abortion is healthcare. It's not. And also traumatic. So if you have one, please gather all your closest friends after to celebrate. Be around endless love and happiness for your decision. You know, there's a real good way to celebrate endless love and happiness. It's called having a fucking child with a man that you respect instead of going around to the glory hole and letting every dude with a six-pack and a smile raw dog your stupid ass.
All right.
And then you wouldn't have to have a cake that said, it's aborted.
All right. Here's a side note here. About a year and a half ago, I ran into a friend who is the best friend to a girl I dated when I was in college.
Oh, boy.
I went out with her I dated this woman for like three and a half years. And, you know, we did a little catching up. And I never liked her anyway. But she had totally turned into Miss Piggy. She has no curves left. So I'm like, how are your kids? And she's just like, well, I never had any kids. And I didn't miss a beat. And I looked her in the eye and I said, well, chlamydia and abortion tend to have that effect. And you could just see, like, I literally, my words reached into her soul, turned her head upside down, and was slamming her head on the toilet as I was giving her the reality flushy. Because this woman was a cock whore. She'd probably 4 or 5 abortions that I know
of. Ouch!
And that was back, way back in college. So, like, she probably caught, you know, some type of VVD thing that shut down her waxworks.
I mean, when your shit has been scraped out so much, it looks like an undisturbed rock garden.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
Listen, there's going to be a whole lot of women who are going to get in their 50s who've had a couple of these procedures done, and they're going to hate their lives because they're going to be like, I could have had kids, and I killed them.
Yep.
Wow.
Emotional damage. We're going to have to get that soundbite on the board, man.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I got plenty of these, though. Because, you know, Fat Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. Oh, shit. So, let me ask, what happens when you let somebody with feelings like that run amok and actually start to vote for policy in the Western world, Pop?
It's going to turn into a shit show. Basically, they won't be happy until the world looks like downtown Baltimore, Detroit.
Well, if what we're seeing in Bristol, England is any indication, it's coming here pretty soon, and this is going to make you sick. A family sex show targeted at families with kids as young as 5 will feature adults disrobing live on stage in front of children.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. They want parents to come with their little kids to learn all about sex, porn, masturbation, etc. They also advertise there will be full nudity.
For kids.
But we're totally not trying to groom your kids.
That's exactly what they're
but
fucking
doing.
But
if you say that we are, how dare you not let us groom your kids?
That's exactly what's going on.
What
here.
The fuck?
Yeah. I mean, this is insane.
I mean, I know there's a whole lot of, you know, migrants over there of a particular persuasion that think boys are for practice and girls are for breeding.
Yep.
Studying in Brave Religion of Peace.
That's never had
So peace. Maybe they're trying to kowtow to them, but this is reprehensible. And something like it has already happened here, mm-hmm. if you remember. We're all familiar with the Drag Queen Story Hour.
Here we go.
Yeah, but you know, but these people are, they just want to talk to kids, right? They're not oh, shit.
Here we go.
Library admits registered sex offender participated in Drag Queen Story Time. Oops. Well, I bet that's only the only time that's ever, oh, fuck. Second child sex offender unmasked.
Yeah. All right, first of all, story time. For them to actually make a mistake like this is monumentally stupid.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it was done on purpose.
Probably was.
Listen, all of these people, if you've been convicted of this stuff, you're in a database.
Yep.
All you got to do is put their name in, and there you go.
I mean, you know, yeah, exactly. And people of a certain persuasion, you know,
yep.
Loose, gay, butt twerking queers, are responsible for the vast majority of, you know, what Joe Biden would call a good sniff. Yeah, you know, the Fresh Prince of Smell hair. Yeah. It is the overwhelming majority.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gone out of their way to try to say, well, that's just a stigma. No. Facts are facts. And I'm sick and tired of people trying to take facts and throw them out.
That's right. I mean, listen, man. We have destroyed our religion of every type in the Western world. And we are trying to replace it with the government. And the government right now is kowtowing to the left. So now you have these crazy, insane individuals running the asylum.
Yep.
And they have the power of nuclear warheads behind them. This needs to be
just
changed
what we need.
ASAP.
We gave a dude who can't even remember who his wife is, control of the nuclear football.
He can't even wipe his ass or walk upstairs.
Yeah. My butt's been wiped. It's horrifying. Shit. And look at this here. From the advertising. There is nakedness, yes. At one point in the show, everyone on stage takes their clothes off to the level they feel comfortable to. For some people, that's taking off all their clothes and being completely naked. For others, that means taking off bottoms but leaving underwear on. For others, it's not taking off anything at all. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure. If you're willing to do this in front of children in any state of undress.
Unless you're on a nudist beach. If you're on a nudist beach, okay.
Well, if you're a parent taking your kid to a nudist beach, you got other problems. I'm just saying.
And those same parents who take their kids to this thing are even more troubled.
Yep. Ugh. And we've, I'm not even going to show videos from the drag queen story hour
this
stuff.
Video is private.
Ugh, I can't do it.
I don't want to see it either. I'm good.
But I was saying earlier, I should say, but, oh, yeah, that's pretty good there. Yeah. Remember I was saying earlier about how we're just taking facts and throwing them out? That's the new thing.
Yeah.
It's facts. Facts don't mean anything anymore.
Unless it's part of the certified science.
Yes. And unless your facts make oppressed minorities or marginalized peoples feel good about themselves, they're no longer facts. They're white supreme pizza. Apparently.
Well, everything is white supreme pizza because they want you to shut up.
I would take a white supreme pizza with extra pepperoni and cheese, personally.
Yep.
Transgender teacher tells kindergartners that doctors make an incorrect guess on baby's gender when they're born. Now, keep in mind, these are the same people who for the last 2 years said that people like you and me were ignoring the science if we questioned any doctor.
Correct.
Now this guy, well, actually, woman, is questioning all doctors. All right. They're never going to be held to task for this.
Well, the thing is, it's like when the kid is born, you either have one set of equipment or another. And there are cases where both of it shows up at the same time, but that's exceedingly rare.
Yeah. More people are born without arms than are born actually intersex.
Correct.
This is what happens when you tell the schizophrenic that the aliens in the microwave are real. Yep. And then you wonder why they wind up microwaving their own heads.
No. They want to microwave your head so you can see them too.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Well, yeah, hang on. Oh, wait. Come over here. I know you don't believe me now. Put the glasses on!
Yeah. I said ma'am! Ma'am!
It is ma'am! It is ma'am! Macho ma'am.
Listen, this is insane. And it's absolutely insulting that normal people are being, you know, basically they're trying to control you to participate in this mass delusion.
Yeah. And this person, shamefully, is a kindergarten teacher. Where? Massachusetts. Why am I not surprised? They're always in leftoid shitholes.
Listen, man.
I mean, the last good thing that came out of Boston was Cheers.
If I had young children, I would walk them into kindergarten, and I would look at all the teachers. If any of them were nutso like that, I'm like, you're not going to school here.
Yeah, we're done. I'm going to teach you at home, kiddo.
We are done.
This is why homeschooling is on the rise, ladies and germs. Yep. And I guarantee you that is not what they anticipated when they locked this country down for almost 2 years.
Well, the thing is,
they thought everybody was just going to become completely dependent on the government. What they did on accident was they reinforced the family unit and encouraged more women to stay home to teach their children. They didn't expect that. And now they're trying to walk it back while still pushing forward because they want to gain back all that lost time under evil Orange Man.
Correct. Listen, all I can say is this. There are two sexes and there are two genders. And you can have a case for bi, gay, whatever. That's basically a mechanism built by Mother Nature to control population, yeah. In my opinion. That's it.
Pretty much.
All there is.
Yeah. It is what it is. You can't magically make it. Your feelings are not going to override millennia of biology.
It does. Your feelings don't override anything that has to do with reality.
No.
Just ask the thousands of people who took PCP and believed to their core they could fly, and they threw themselves off of buildings and they died.
Yeah.
Because gravity always f***ing works. It never changes, just like facts.
Yep.
But feelings do.
Feelings change all the time. So I'm going to make sure that I put this up here again. If you guys haven't seen it before, you're going to see it now. Just so we're clear, gender looks like this, not like this.
It's absolutely correct. And you know what? You should challenge these people who come up with all these weird, different identities or genders. Let's go, okay, well, how do you express that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It sounds like you're gay.
Yeah. Gender expression exists on a spectrum. You got men with short hair, you got men with long hair, you got men with no hair at all. Women, you got women with short hair, long hair, and you got Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
Just saying. Like, it runs the gamut. People dress differently. You got tomboys, you got effeminate males, metrosexuals, they used to call them, what have you. You don't magically become a new gender because you like wearing a chain on your wallet.
That's right.
That's not how that works.
No, I mean, that's how they think it works because they want to judge everything on feelings.
Yeah, and it's not dehumanizing to point that out. It's dehumanizing when you scream at the top of your lungs that people like Pop and I can't have an opinion because we're white men, and yet insist that you're oppressed because you chose to be a white man. Okay?
Wow.
If you can choose your gender, gender-based oppression doesn't exist. Absolutely. Pure and simple.
That's right.
They can't justify, they can't rectify the logic in their heads, which is why they have to point a gun to your head under threat of censorship.
He said rector.
Rector.
Phi.
Rector Phi.
That'd be a good name.
Rectal Phi.
My name is Phi. Rector.
I'm going to rectal Phi it. How you doing? Our culture is so f***ed, man. So to this teacher, this is an actual kindergarten teacher. I'm just going to play this video. This was sent to us. This is really f***ing hilarious, and I know that it's going to trigger especially Gabe and his wonderful, you know, manual transmission friends if they're watching right now. But enjoy this. This is the Sex Offender Shuffle.
It is your right to know the names and likenesses of sex offenders living in your area. As a public service, we have created this videotape so that you and your friends and family can stay aware. Enjoy.
Hunter Bill Clinton.
The state of Florida has asked us to disclose our sexual crimes to you. We were bad, but now we're good. We're moving into your neighborhood. You know we're trying our best to be functioning members of society. We're not here to start no trouble.
I'm number one, apologizing for what I've done. In case you were wondering what that was, I snuck into a bathroom and I... eat no truffles, I'm just here to do the sex offender shuffle.
I'll refrain from touching my neighbor's kids again. What I did was not too kind, but I'm a nice guy you'll come to find. I've got a backyard and a real nice pool. Y'all should come over for a barbecue. We can make some cold drinks in my blender, but do
this
keep
is the most coherent he's been in like years.
Girls can do it
oh,
too.
No!
And by it, I mean touch your cousin. Was it worth it? No, it wasn't. You won't find me in your child's play set because I gotta wear this ankle bracelet. I'm not here to go on a bender. I'm here because I'm a sex offender.
Okay, real quick. I'm not like these people. Okay, this is an extortion plot by my ex-wife who's the only witness, and she's trying to take away my kids. I'm not here to pack my duffel. I'm just here to do the sex offender shuffle.
State of Florida has asked us to disclose our sexual crimes to you. We were bad,
oh my God.
Now we're good. We're moving into your neighborhood.
Oh my God!
We're obliged to admit the crimes for which we were convicted.
We're so demonetized.
No trouble. We're so demonetized.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.